Only 30% of U.S. voters oppose revisiting the CDC's childhood vaccine schedule, according to an independent poll conducted June 24 to 25. The same week, a new panel of CDC vaccine advisors announced plans to study the cumulative effects of the childhood vaccine schedule. Nearly half, 49%, of voters said they support re-examining the vaccine schedule, and 21% said they were undecided. Parents with young children showed even stronger support for reviewing the schedule, 60%. Children's Health Defense, CHD, commissioned the poll of 1,006 national voters. John Zogby Strategies, an independent polling and market research company, conducted the poll, which had an overall margin of sampling error of plus or minus 3.2 percentage points, with subgroups having higher margins. On June 25, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's, CDC, new advisory committee announced the formation of a new workgroup to study the childhood and adolescent immunization schedule, which recommends a minimum of 70 doses of 15 different vaccines from birth to age 18. The committee's new chair, Martin Kulldorff, PhD, said in his opening remarks, "The number of vaccines that our children and adolescents receive today exceeds what children in most other developed nations receive, and what most of us in this room received when we were children. In addition to studying and evaluating individual vaccines, it is important to evaluate the cumulative effect of the recommended vaccine schedule. This includes interaction effects between different vaccines, the total number of vaccines, cumulative amounts of vaccine ingredients, and relative timing of different vaccines." Kulldorff cited a 2013 National Academy of Medicine report that called for more research on this topic. "It is now time to evaluate that new research," he said during the June 25 committee meeting. The committee's announcement triggered a cascade of criticism from mainstream news organizations and groups like the American Academy of Family Physicians, American Academy of Pediatrics, American College of Physicians, and the Infectious Diseases Society of America. But according to CHD CEO Mary Holland, the latest poll numbers show mainstream media are out of touch with the public's concerns about the schedule. She said, "This data clearly shows that the mainstream media, medical establishment, and many politicians fail to hear the serious concerns of half of Americans on these vital issues. The constant fearmongering and shaming tactics aimed at anyone questioning vaccine safety are not only ineffective but backfiring. Our message and support for the right to make informed medical choices are beginning to shift more perceptions and empower individuals across the nation." According to the poll, the public is nearly evenly divided on requiring vaccination for public school students. 43% of Americans support public schools mandating the CDC vaccine schedule for attendance. Meanwhile, 39% believe that students should have access to free public education regardless of their vaccine status. The survey also asked about the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986, which grants legal immunity to vaccine manufacturers. 48% of survey respondents supported pursuing legal action in case of vaccine injury, compared to 34% who preferred maintaining the current law. Liberals are nearly evenly divided, with 42% supporting legal action and 37% favoring continued protection of vaccine manufacturers. For the poll, secure invitations were sent to a random sample of our nationwide panel, totaling approximately 15 million U.S. adults utilizing email, text-to-web, and API to distribute the invitations to the panelists. Survey participants were screened for age, likelihood of voting in the next national election, and party identification. Slight weights were applied to ensure the sample represented the population's age, education, gender, race, region, and party identification. Subgroups had a higher margin of error. For more information about the poll, please visit this link.